down. And slip into the bay. While the world spins round. It happens every day.
Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And oh my, you cannot believe who is in the house. The very one and only Roger Bartlett and John Friese. They were at Tap House, North End Tap House this weekend. You've seen them all over town. And for those of you who don't know who Roger Bartlett is, well, shame on you. He's nicknamed the Coral Reefer 001, and he was Buffett's first Road Bad member. But more importantly, he is going to be doing a tribute to Jimmy Buffett featuring the members of the Coral Reefer Band on October 12th. Welcome, Roger. Welcome, John. Roger.
Great to be here.
Tell us about the concert on the 12th at the Palladium, which, folks, you got to go to the Palladium now and get your tickets because it's going to sell out.
Yeah, the tickets are selling fast. We're going to have Doyle Grisham, who is the pedal steel player for the Coral Reefer Band now, and Tina Gulickson and Nadira Shakur, who are the two singers with the band. Me on guitar. The fantastic John Frenzy is going to be fronting the band, and we're going to have Robin Swenson on keyboards, Vinny Sapleski on bass, and Rich McDonald on drums. So it should be a fantastic show. Should be the event of the season, I think, because it's going to really rock the house.
Well, Roger, anywhere you are is the event of the season. And I understand that the pedal steel player Doyle Grisham first recorded with Buffett on a white sport coat and a pink crustacean in the 70s?
It was actually on tape, you know, but they did put it on the album later.
So we're going to hear a lot
that's
of
correct.
This today.
That's correct.
So I'm looking at pictures of you in Austin, Texas.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about those Austin days, because there's a great lineup of people making a lot of young troublemakers. Tell us all about it.
There were a lot of young troublemakers, and I'm still in touch with many of the people that were around then. But, you know, it was an incredible music scene that was going on. I went down there from Nashville with a guy named Bill Callery who wrote songs for Jerry Jeff and for Willie Nelson. And, you know, there were people down there like Willie was down there and Jerry Jeff and a guy named B.W. Stevenson who had a big hit on a song, My Maria, which I believe Brooks and Dunn just had a big hit on. Willis Allen Ramsey, who wrote Spider John for Jimmy, or, well, Jimmy did Spider John, and he also wrote a song called Muskrat Love that the Captain and Tennille had a big hit on. You know, you just don't write songs like that anymore, Muskrat Love.
Not unless you're doing mushrooms.
John, how did you and Roger hook up and meet each other?
Well, you were living in New York City. I was living in New Jersey. Probably,
that's right.
20 years ago,
yep.
Close to 20 years ago.
Two I was Jersey doing, people doing, in the
I was 17.
I was yeah. 17.
I was 12. I was doing a show the night before Jimmy Buffett played in Philadelphia. What did they call them back then? Pre-concert parties with a number of the members of Jimmy's band joined my band and. We hired Rog, and that's the first time we met.
Well,
you were fantastic, Roger.
Fingers Taylor got me the gig.
He did?
The harmonica player, yeah.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, because we flew out of there to do a gig in Vegas with the Vegas guy.
Oh, no kidding.
The next day, yeah.
Well, your memory's better than mine. That's amazing.
Yep. You know, what's amazing to me is that after a year on a road with Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yeah.
And then Come Monday comes, and then the band needed bigger venues, so then... You just mentioned Greg Fingers Taylor, right?
Right.
And you're playing with him way back when.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the whole iteration of all of these people. Tell me a little bit about Greg Fingers Taylor, and then I want to hear about Harry Daly.
Greg Fingers Taylor was a singular personality. He was such a babe magnet that he could have a girlfriend in this town and have her in the same room while he was calling the girlfriend in the next town to tell her that he was going to be there the next day. You know, after I got out of the band, he came to New York City, and he said, "Hey, Raj, I'm down in the Village. Come down. I'm hanging with my girlfriend down here. We'll hang out." So I went down there, and he said, "Oh, we got to go over to her boyfriend's house to get her stuff." And I was like, "What?" You know, and like, "Oh," he said, "He's gone. Don't worry." So we go over there. We go in there. She's gathering her stuff. Look around on the walls, and there's all these pictures of a boxer. And I say, who's this boxer on the wall? And she says, "Oh, that's my boyfriend. His name's Don Lalonde. He's the light heavyweight champion of the world." And I was like, "Gotta go."
See you later, right? And what about Harry Daly on bass and Philip Fajardo? I'm not going to say
Fajardo.
That.
Fajardo.
Yes. Yeah, tell me a little bit about those guys.
Harry Daly got into the band. When I first went to work for Jimmy, it was just me and him. We played as an acoustic duo for a while. And then since we played gigs, like one of the last gigs we played as a duo was we played a festival in Oklahoma for 135,000 people. And, you know, so two acoustic guitars for 135,000 people. It was a good thing I still drank in those days. Harry came through a guy named Gove Scrivener, who was managed by the same guy that managed Jimmy at the time, a guy named Don Light. And Harry came in from Virginia Beach. And he came into the band. I didn't really know him. And the drummer was actually a friend of mine from Austin, a guy named Philip Fajardo. And after he left the Buffett Band, he also worked for Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers.
Wow. Well, you know, speaking of Austin, my friend Joe Bob Briggs says hello. And he said to ask you about the song that made you famous from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Well, I'm about to go play the 50th anniversary big show in Austin on October the 26th. I just recorded the song at the Hill on the Moon recording studio. It was run by Jerry Jeff's guitar player's brother, Jim Inman. And it was just me and several other people who were imbibing an artificial inspiration you know, was live in the studio, and Toby Hooper, who produced the movie and directed the movie, was going around all the studios in Austin looking for music, and he heard my song Fool for a Blonde and liked it, and because the heroine in the movie was a blonde, and it was kind of, you know, like against the grain, kind of, it's like a happy kind of, you know, bouncy little tune, and, you know, it was played on the radio while this guy was doing all this horrible stuff inside a van.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's known now as the Texas Chainsaw Love Song.
Well, it's the love theme from the movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You come from a kind of a famous family. Your father was Ray Bartlett was a very well-known radio DJ back in the 50s. He was called the Groovy Boogie Woogie Boy. And he was on KWKH, a popular station out of Louisiana. And you grew up with music.
That's right. And on the weekends, he was the MC for the radio show The Louisiana Hayride, which was a competitor with the Grand Ole Opry at the time. They were both running neck and neck. And the people on the hayride were Hank Williams, Kitty Wells, Johnny Horton, who had the song The Battle of New Orleans. Elvis was on there before he was with Colonel Tom, and he called himself the King of the Hillbillies.
Those were your lullabies, huh? Those are the people you listened to.
My dad had a band called the Boogie Masters, and they played a gig out in Marshall, Texas, which was about an hour outside of Shreveport, where KWKH was. And my mom gave Elvis a ride out there, and Elvis held me while she drove out there. So.
He infused
my soul with sweet rock and roll.
You know, one of the things that amazed me, and I did not know all this, I know that you are a songwriter, and I know that you have played on albums, theater, TV, and film, and that but you're also a composer, and you've played with the Eagles, James Taylor, Lightning Hopkins, Jackie Wilson, Count Basie, Three Dog Rush. Your music goes beyond many genres, a little bit of Cuban-influenced music. Tell us a little bit about your acoustic, but you're interested in Cuban and Brazilian, and I want to talk a little bit about how that plays into the show that we're going to when we see them in Gulfport when you guys played this weekend. I heard it was very eclectic and very fun.
Well, you know, thanks to John, I moved down here to Florida, where I lived in New York City for many years, and once I got to Florida, you know, I kind of, you know, hit the wall in New York City, you know. The music scene was not what it used to be, and, you know, things were changing for the worse there, and John convinced me to come down here, and when I got down here, I just had an explosion of songs, you know. I had a lot of different influences, and I didn't really play much acoustic in New York City. When I got here, I was playing a lot of acoustic, and hearing Cuban stuff and flamenco stuff and Brazilian stuff. And listen to John's stuff. John had a big impact on the stuff that I wrote, too.
And that's my next question. John, tell us a little bit about the kind of music that you're doing and the kind of music you and Roger are doing when you perform.
Well, that's pretty much the same music. I think we do a lot of our own songs. Roger's songs are, like you said, very eclectic. He plays a lot of jazz chords that I still can't play. And but his songs are amazing. What we do together, we do a lot of lately, at least in the last year, we've been doing a lot of Jimmy Buffett tributes since Jimmy has passed. And I've been singing those songs for a long time, and Roger's been playing those songs for a long time. So that's how we met, and that's how we started playing. And that's a big part of what we've done, and probably the main reason we're doing the Palladium and bringing our Coral Reefer friends down.
Absolutely.
To celebrate that music.
John, you came here to Florida because?
It was cold in New Jersey.
As a Jersey girl, I completely concur. You can take the girl out of Jersey, but can you take the boy out of Jersey?
And to me, oh, easily, yes.
You're very laid back. I would never pick you as a Jersey person.
Oh, well. Raj, I'm laid back, right?
It's seething underneath the surface. You can't...
John, what's your favorite song that you're playing of your own? And Roger, I want to ask you what your favorite song is, and I want to hear about the CD. John, you first. What are you working on? What are you playing?
Oh, I'm desperately trying to finish up a 5-song EP I've been working on for about a year. 5 songs a year. Roger writes 5 songs in a week. I've been trying to finish up a project.
He's Macho Man.
He's amazing. Like he said earlier, really an explosion of music has come out of him, and different. Like when he came down from New York, he was playing kind of blues rock, pretty much blues rock, and then everything, all this jazz and you know, like Cuban and Spanish influenced music came out of him, and really, really wild stuff. But anyhow, what was your question?
My question is, let's talk about your songs. Sure, tell us a little bit about your songs, and driving you, what's influencing you, what can we look forward to next?
Oh, I'm just trying to finish up an EP of 5 songs, and I think that'll probably be the last thing I ever do.
All right. You heard that first. I doubt that. Roger.
I doubt that, too.
Roger, we're going to
My favorite song of his is a song called Slip Away.
So I like that one,
so
too.
Is,
yeah.
So is mine.
Yeah, I like that song.
So
that's, we actually re-recorded that for this new project.
You did?
So this new project is a combination of a couple of my favorite songs that are older songs.
Is there a guy who's producing this?
Eric Darkin, who unfortunately can't be here for the show, but he's one of Jimmy's longtime Coral Reefer members, percussionist, multi-instrumentalist.
Jay Kolb, our music director, has interviewed you before, and we've been at your shows. Tell us a little bit before we get into the Palladium, and I want to dig down a little bit on the Jimmy Buffett tribute. Where you guys will be playing, or individually or together, other than the Palladium, which is coming up quickly.
Raj, go ahead. Where are you playing? I'd have to look at my
phone. I'm playing in Ontario, California. Not this weekend, but the weekend after that.
I'll tell my friends.
Then the weekend following that, I'll be in Roanoke, Virginia, and then Knoxville, Tennessee. And then I come back, and I'm going down to Key West. I'll be at the Key West Theater. In Key West, and after that, I'm going down to do the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 50th anniversary reunion. Then I have an audience with the King, and just kidding.
Listen, I'm channeling my inner Elvis today. Roger, you have a lot of it. Before I come back to John, you have a lot of CDs out. I understand you have a new album coming out.
You know, I'm working on a new album. When I got down here, I did an album, and I called it Sunset because St. Pete's the sunset capital of the world, and I felt like John just said, you know, oh, I'll do this. This will be the last thing I ever do. So I did it, and then, boom, 10 new songs popped out. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, I'll go with it. And then after that was out, then now I'm 6 songs into a new album. You know, it's going to be called Shoot the Moon.
Fabulous. Well, my favorite is Ocean Avenue.
Oh, thank you.
I like Ocean Avenue.
I co-wrote that with a guy named Fritz Klopfel.
That's a mouthful.
It is. Actually, his name is Bob Smith, but, you know.
His stage name is Fritz Klopfel.
Before we get these guys, listen, we
Roger doesn't drink anymore.
We really could let loose in the studio, but it is public radio. John, what do you have coming up?
Next week, I am going up to Annapolis, Maryland for an event I have been helping organize and perform at for the last 18 years. It's called the Annapolis Maritime Museum Beach Bash, and we've had just about
Boat Bash.
It's called the Boatyard Beach Bash. There's a lot of bees in there. Rod, you've played it. Lot of the coral reefers come up and they join us, and we do Peter Mayer Band will be there, and Eric Darkin will be there. A lot of the guys in Jimmy's
Floating,
Band.
Floating
Collective, the Coral Reefer Kids, for those of you in the know. So doing that next weekend, that'll be great. It's a wonderful show on the water up in Annapolis, Maryland. And then heading up to Gulf Shores, Alabama for another festival with the Parrot Heads and the Coral Reefers next month. And when I'm not traveling, I'm home here in Gulfport playing little shows at the beach and, you know.
Within Tap House.
Tap House every month, usually every month.
Every month,
you know,
right.
The Paradise Grill. Love the Tap House.
I love the Tap House,
love
too.
Love the Tap House. Gulfport Brewery.
No, it's not. I just play
Paradise
the Tap
Grill.
House. Paradise Grill is
Paradise
one of my
Grill.
Favorites.
Oh, we
yeah.
love Paradise
oh,
Grill.
Oh, I love the Paradise Grill.
Oh, yeah.
One of my
yeah.
favorites.
Yeah.
It's, I have a couple of local venues that I like. I really enjoy playing.
So let's talk a little bit. Calling all Parrot Heads. It's going to be an incredible experience. Tell our listeners what they can expect that night. Let's start with you, Roger. What are you looking forward to playing that night?
Oh, you know, we're going to do a lot of the early Jimmy Buffett stuff from my era.
And Doyle's era.
And Doyle's era.
Yeah.
Well, Doyle's got many eras.
Well, Doyle's the only steel guitar player. He's the only steel guitar player Jimmy's ever had. And he was on the very first album, and he was on the very last album. And I've been playing with Doyle for 20 years, over 20 years, and we love to do all those old songs, and so do Roger and I. So if we could just slap the rest of the band in order and get them in shape for the... Go ahead, you finish, Roger.
So you know, we'll be doing the songs from the early years that John and I both are partial to. The songs from the later years are really great, too, you know, but those seem to strike a chord with people. You know, I just did a show down in Key West at the Hemingway Social Club, and I launched into Grapefruit Juicy Fruit, which is an album from Living and Dying. Is that from
yeah.
Living and Dying?
I don't know.
Or White Sporco, one of the two. And everybody in the place knew that song.
Yeah.
They were singing
They're
along.
They're classics,
and,
you know.
They're the Mozarts. It's the Mozart, you know.
Well, the songs you know by heart. You know, that's what we're going to be doing.
Heart. Oh, the yeah. songs you know by heart. I love that as a sub.
Be a great name for a record.
It would be. Songs you know by heart. What other, just tell us, share some of the other tunes. Yeah, right.
Darty, is it?
I know. Give us a couple other songs that our Parrot Heads, our Coral Reefers can look forward to by name.
Oh, go ahead, Rog. You know the set list.
Well, there's one called Havana Daydreaming, which is a great song.
You played on the original?
Off the Havana Daydreaming album.
Yeah.
That was the first song that I ever heard myself play a solo on AM radio, you know, as I was driving around town in Nashville.
And a couple more, just to
oh,
tease
well,
it.
Well, we'll do Grapefruit. We'll do Come Monday. We'll do Pirate Looks at 40. We'll do all of the great classic Jimmy Buffett songs.
What's fun for you about this concert at the Palladium? I mean, obviously there are a lot of people that are going to want to be here, but what's the fun thing for you to be together with the Coral Reefers, the originals?
For me personally, I think it's going to be fun to play with this band for all of our friends, because I think I know everybody in the first 8 rows.
Right.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And getting to play with Doyle and Roger at the same time, is we don't get to do that very often. But it's a real vibe for, for the songs are all, they're all these classic songs we talked about, and I've been singing these songs forever, and I love singing these songs and having the guys who played on the original records.
Right.
It's cool. And then the girls, Nadira and Tina, who are singers with Jimmy's band, will be with us. So that's going to be very special. So anyhow, I can't wait to play Margaritaville and have a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Roger, what about you?
We have a great rhythm section backing us up, too. We have a drummer named Rich McDonald from Sarasota who is absolutely a freight train. You know, when he gets rolling, you roll along with him. And a great bass player from here in town named Vinny Sepleski, who also plays with the Mad Beach Band and with T.C. Carr and
Vinny's
the Bolts of Blues.
Local legend, Vinny.
And
other than the two here right now.
And we're going to have a piano player, a guy named Robin Swinson, who has also played with Frankie Valli, and he played with Helen Reddy, and he played with Helen Unready.
We're not doing any Helen Reddy songs, I hope.
No.
I had a nightmare once. I was in a dentist's office. They were playing Helen Reddy, and they were putting me under, and I had some weird reaction. It was very strange.
Note to self.
Yeah.
John, how did you fall in love with Jimmy Buffett music?
Oh, I was lucky enough to have my oldest brother, Mike, turned me on to a lot of the music that I fell in love with as a kid. He used to make me mix cassettes, and I put them in my car driving to high school in New Jersey. And so, you know, Eagles and CSN and Jimmy Buffett and all that kind of 70s folk rock, country rock stuff. So it was the escapism, I think, you know. Cold winter mornings all bundled up going to high school and listening to Jimmy Buffett music thinking, well, I need to get there.
And you did.
Yeah,
and when was
the
first time you saw Jimmy Buffett perform?
Oh, boy. It was in New Jersey at the Garden State Arts Center. I don't remember when it was, but it was – I was probably high school or just after high school maybe. I don't know. Yeah. A few years back.
Unbelievable. Roger, how did you originally meet Jimmy?
You know, originally I was in a band called the Outlaw Brothers. We were an acoustic trio, and we opened for him at a club in Nashville called the Exit Inn. And then, because the front door was closed and you had to come in through the back, so that's hence the name. But a year later, I was in Austin, Texas with Bill Callery, and he and I had gone different musical paths, and so I was playing bass and mandolin for him, and he was opening for Jimmy at a club there called Castle Creek. And, I did... imbibing a lot of artificial inspiration in those days, and on the last night I looked at him and I said, you know what, you need a guitar player, me. And he said, well, come up on the next set, we'll see how you do. The next thing I knew, we were playing the Troubadour in L.A.
You know, I just saw someone sent me, I sent it to you, I'm not sure you've seen it yet because it was within the last 2 hours, but someone sent me a beautiful video of Jimmy playing Austin City Limits with you playing guitar.
Harry
was there. The whole Fingers was playing piano on that one, electric piano.
That's where
really
he got the name Fingers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that was great. Yeah, really. You look exactly the same.
See, when people say that to me, I think, I look at how I look now. I was like, boy, I must have looked like hell.
You look exactly the same. So,
I love all those Austin pictures. I was doing some deep research. I mean, this is an era that, you know, we all love Jimmy Buffett, but this was the early beginnings. And, you know, and when you look at the lyricism, you look at the songs you guys wrote, and you look at the, I mean, this now, and there was no internet to help spread the word. It just was so viral.
What?
Huh?
No internet.
So on October 12th, tickets are on sale. Are you filming this?
No.
Recording it?
Nope.
So if you don't come on October 12th, if you don't get your tickets at the Palladium, then you are going to miss a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Are you going to take the show on the road at all? Is this a one-time thing here?
This is a one-time thing.
We would love to take the show on the road, but we don't have anything planned.
Never again this will happen. Never.
What I like about...
I do have to say, though, that this all of the really the only seats that are left for this show, I'm really surprised at how well it's selling, are the cheap seats in the back. All of the there's three tiers of seats, and all of the $60 and $40 tickets are, I think are gone.
Yeah.
So get your $25 ticket before
my friend bought a $25 ticket.
Well, good. Good.
I don't want to be in the front because I know I'll be up dancing and embarrass myself. So
it's okay.
Honestly,
we're going to be on stage embarrassing ourselves. It'll be great.
It's going to be wonderful. I can't thank you, Roger Bartlett, John Frenzy. You have friends of Radio St. Pete, friends of Gulfport, friends of Parrot Heads all over America. If you miss this show, make sure that you will have all the shows that both are playing at together and separately. And we thank you very much. Parting words for our listeners who are salivating at the thought of you guys at the Palladium.
Bubbles up.
Get your tickets today.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
There you go.